What was the motivation for the Islamic attack on 9/11, I'm asked. Many vocal libertarians posit it was retaliation for decades of U.S. intervention in the Middle East. Is this true? No, it is unequivocally not true. All you have to do to figure out why they attacked us on 9/11 is ask them. The Islamic totalitarians have written about this extensively. And they've explained exactly why they attacked us on 9/11. They've explained exactly why they hate us. They've explained exactly all of that, and it has nothing to do with American intervention in the Middle East, assuming that intervention is unjustified. And let's make that assumption, even though I don't agree that all American intervention in the Middle East was unjustified. We had property rights issues in the Middle East. We've had other self-defense issues in the Middle East that have justified some of our interventions in the Middle East. But even assuming that they weren't justified, it has nothing to do with that. The Iranians do not hate America today, or the Iranian regime does not hate America today. Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution, was not an adamant hater of America because we supported the Shah, because we helped overthrow a government in 1953. The Muslim Brotherhood does not hate America and has hated America since 1929. Before we had any intervention in America, they have called for the destruction of America since 1929, since the founding of the Muslim Brotherhood. Go read what they wrote. Not because we supported Israel, because there was no Israel back then. When the Muslim Brotherhood got its kind of second wind in the 1950s and 60s, had nothing to do with Israel. It had nothing to do with the United States. And they hated the United States, not because we intervened and not because we supported Israel. They didn't care about Israel. Israel was a secondary issue to them. This is the same. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has couched some of its arguments around troops in Saudi Arabia. But that is not the fundamental, and they admit it is not their fundamental. Again, read them. Read Bin Laden. Read Zawahiri, the guy who is number one in Al-Qaeda today. Read Said al-Qubd. Read Hassan al-Banna. One is the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. The second is the one in the Muslim Brotherhood in the 60s who wrote the arguments that inspire the jihadists and the Islamic totalitarians today. They hate us because of our values. They hate us because we're secular and we're successful. They hate us because we stand as a rebuke to everything they believe in. They believe that God is on their side. They believe that Allah has promised them to be the rulers of the world. And that in order to rule the world, you have to believe in Sharia. You have to believe in Islam. You have to be one of them. And they look around the world and they see nothing but Islamic failure. They see nothing but Muslim, the pathetic nature of the Muslim economies, the decline of Islamic culture, the decline of Islam as a political, military, cultural, economic force in the world. They used to be the most powerful force in the old world. If you go back, I don't know, from 600 to about 1200, and then the Ottoman Empire, they used to have this incredibly powerful position, and they don't anymore. And who does? We do. America does. The West does. And we're secular. So what's God doing? God's playing a game with them. He's letting the secularists have all this power. They believe that it's because that they have abandoned Islam that God is punishing them. And that they commit themselves to jihad, if they commit themselves to Sharia, to the Islamic vision, they will win. But to rally the forces, to rally the Middle East to their side, they have to show that we're weak. They have to show that we're pathetic, that yes, we're powerful and we had this facade of greatness and economic power, but it's all just a facade and all it needs is a little push. And they think they succeeded doing that with communists, with Russia. So the Soviet Union, Bin Laden claims, Islamists defeated the Soviet Union and Afghanistan. They caused the Berlin Wall to fall. You didn't know this, but this is what they believe, and they write about this extensively. They caused it to fall because communism, the secular, immoral, horrible ideology, which it was, but not because it was secular, because it wasn't secular, but that's for a different question somebody can ask me. they believe that they knocked that down and showed that Islam can win, that God is on their side. And all they have to do is do that to America. And they believe America's always been weaker than the Soviet Union, was always weaker than the Soviet Union. It would take less to get America to fold and to show its true weakness to the world. And if they can show the Arab population that the U.S. and the West generally is weak, then the Arab population, the Muslim population, will take from that that, yes, they need a return to a stringent form of Islam. They need to commit themselves to jihad. They need to unify around Sharia and around a new caliphate, which is a Muslim empire. The reason they attacked us on 9/11 was to prove to their own constituency how powerful they were and how weak we are. And I think they proved their case. I think that that is the reason that the Arab Spring turned into the Islamist Spring. I think that is why Islamist parties are on the rise in the Middle East. It's because post 9/11, the West has proved itself to be weak, to be pathetic, to be unwilling to stand up for its own values, either intellectually, verbally, or militarily, and in any significant way. The wars we fought were pathetic. The reasons we fought those wars were pathetic. The targets we identified were pathetic. Iran today is hostile to America, not because of the Shah. Iran today is hostile to America, just read what they say, because we are the Satan. What does that mean? Because we are secular. Because we are capitalist. Because we reject Islam. Because we represent another leader of the non-Islamic faction in the world. And in order for Iran to rise up and for the Muslim Brotherhood to rise up and dominate the world of Islam, they have to dominate America. And that is what motivates them. That's what motivated Bin Laden. And this is why Bin Laden chose as his targets places that everybody knows around the world. He didn't choose where he could cause the most damage or to kill the most people. He chose the things that were most identifiable. Twin Towers, in the Pentagon, and I think they were going after the White House. So they wanted to show the Muslim world that these symbols of capitalism and American military might could crumble. And he hoped, to some extent he succeeded, not to the fullest extent that he hoped. He hoped that that would rally the Muslim world around a new cause and cause them to stop fearing the strength and power of secular United States.